Hello there, this is comedian Joe List calling to tell you that I have a brand new podcast called Mindful Metal Jacket. It's all about anxiety, which I am having right now. Do you hate me? Well, tune in to find out if you hate me. That doesn't make sense. It's called Mindful Metal Jacket. It's me sitting down with a comedian talking about anxiety and panic attacks and what we do to deal with it. A lot of meditation talks, some Buddhism, some mushrooms, some sex, and a lot of farts, and a few laughs, because it's comedians. So check it out. Enjoy it. Mindful Metal Podcast. Mindful Metal Jacket. I got my own name wrong. Oh, I hate myself. Give it a listen.
You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back, You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media podcast. The fact, the YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
I'm sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? Sure. This is the original.
I mean, it should be a little longer.
Well, it's the wrong one. You put the wrong one. There's one that has, it's not four. The guy who made it is an amazing guy. What's his name?
Jimmy Page.
What's his name?
Jimmy Page.
What?
John Lennon.
Not John Lennon, Glennon.
Glennon.
John Glennon, John Lennon's son, John Glennon, made that, and he fucking shortened it and made it great. And you keep, throw that one out.
That's the dance mix.
That's the remix.
I thought we
it's just,
seconds.
It's perfect. You're
it's
like, ba-na-na-na-na, boom, bam, to bump up it, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na done. Yeah. It goes one too long. Yeah, banana.
One beat too long.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fucking banana. All right, well, let's get this over with. We got a podcast.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's my camera. Hi, how are you, everybody? Welcome to the Robert Kelly, You Know What Dude podcast, coming to you live from the Comedy Cellar Laugh Button Studios above the Comedy Cellar on a beautiful Monday night. It's raining out, but it's still beautiful.
Okay.
Anyways, fucking dude, we got patreon.com/Robert Kelly. New members. Did you get the new members that signed up? Do we have their names? I get to call you a fucking piece of shit.
You do.
And everybody on Patreon gets to send him shit mail.
Yeah.
Pictures of your cocks. Please. To Mike. Fucking balls and everything. Mike, what's your email? The producer one, not yours.
No, 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 no.
Oh, send it to
I
yours.
Have to check those two.
Or the rkpatreon@gmail.com.
Yeah. Don't do that. That's mine.
That's the Patreon email.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Do
you want to see them. Don't lie.
Me?
You want to see
I
them.
I don't want to see
you
dicks.
Know, I'm not lying when I say I get them.
I don't want to see a dick. Dick does nothing for me.
We both looked at Justin's dick pic together.
Let me tell you something. Justin Silver's cock is fucking... I mean, look, it's art.
What?
He showed his... Justin Silver showed his dick pic on the last episode.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean art?
He like named it art. That's its name.
All right, I'm just going to get into this.
It's Arthur.
It's Arthur when it's hard.
We have...
It's art when it's plastic.
Of course, fucking Verzi. He was fucking right out of the gate, makes me laugh. And we got Adam Ferrara, one of my longtime friends. A staple in the comedy community forever. Never dipped. Never dipped. Mm-hmm. Went up, never dipped.
Yeah. Well, we known each other a lot. I was telling
Never went to the top, but you never dipped.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Believe me, I keep looking at going, is this is it?
Fuck
this
you.
Is this it?
You're
this
fucking
it?
On a hit show for 10 years? Yeah. This guy literally is, I remember watching you back in Boston.
Yeah.
And then when I got here, and then we became friends, I remember he invited me over he had a studio over on 14th.
I still got it.
You still got it?
I still got that little loft.
Is that where you stay when you come
back? No, I got a house in Santa Monica. I got a wife. They like
I know
room.
You have a wife. Yeah, they like more room.
Yeah, man. They like room. It's like, I got that little Anne Frank suite over there on 14th.
Yeah, but it's a badass suite right over near Union Park. And it's got a little loft bed underneath. His father, carpenter, master carpenter.
Yeah.
Came in, made a fucking insane desk underneath. Just I remember watching that going, like, that was before I had my apartment. Mm-hmm. And it like motivated me. You were one of the guys that were like, I got to get an apartment.
You know what? The first gig we did was in L.A. It was at the Improv.
That's right.
Yeah. And like La Brea or something. It was one of those road improv.
And I had a host and middle at those fucking clubs. Mm-hmm. And most of the guys that were rolling in were fucking dildos, except for this guy.
Well, I worked with Adam at Levity Live. And it was right when you let me come in. I think I was doing a guest spot or something. I just came in and I was like, thank you.
You were working on something.
I was working on something. And I said, thank you so much. And you were like, yeah. And it was when the special was announced that I was going to do the special. And you go, what are you worried about? Because I told you I got the special. I'll never forget this. You go, what are you worried about? You go, you already did it. You already got it. You go, now just run the bases.
Yeah, you already hit the home run.
He goes, you already did it. He goes, I could tell in your face that you have some sort of, I'm like, no, you know, it's my first one and it's comedy. And he goes, just run the bases. And I'll never forget that. But you know what's funny about comedians, especially lunatics like me, and I'm sure you're the same way because you're a fucking lunatic.
Wait a minute, what the fuck's that mean?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. Wait, what the fuck? No, but comedians remember.
You set me up.
We really remember who's good to us and who's bad to us, even years later.
Yeah, because
like
it means
years.
Everything.
It does mean something.
It means everything to us because you look at those are the guys you want. First of all, I think we all want approval anyway. Because that's why
we're
doing this.
Right.
So if you don't get approval from your peers and guys you watch, like, I want to be able to do that. It means something.
Well, it's funny to me that people say, oh, dude, you're a psycho. Yeah, I'm a stand-up comic.
Yes.
You fucking chooch.
Yes.
Why would I ever fucking pick this shit field?
Wait a minute.
And then deal with shit people like you as a fucking good person who is well-adjusted.
You're a psycho. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Thank God you're here, doctor.
Yeah, thank you so much. And you're fucking well-adjusted. You're dealing with me.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we're all fucked up. I mean.
But that's what we do. That's how we do it. That's how we get. I mean, you are probably the least fucked up guy I know, which makes me think you're probably really fucked up.
Oh, I'm really fucked up.
Yeah, behind.
I've known me for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what helps me with the fucked upness of my fucked upness, because we all got a bag of shit.
Yeah.
Welcome to Earth. Here's your bag of shit.
Right.
Deal with it. But what helps me with my fucked upness is if I can articulate it and someone else comes up to me after the show and says, that's so fucked up. I'm the same way. Thank God. At least I put the fucked up to good use.
It's almost like.
Yeah.
Look, I think there's funny people and then there's famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think there's people that just want to be famous. They don't give a fuck about the funny. Funny people are funny whether they did stand up or not, whether they're on stage or not. You can't help but be funny.
Yeah.
It's going to get you into trouble.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking lose friends over it.
Mm-hmm. And you try and monetize it.
Yeah.
500. I wanted both. But you were funny because you were Boston guys, New York guys, San Francisco guys. They got that. There's a richness to it. Black guys, man.
Jews.
Yeah. Well, Jews got a lot of pain. Funny in the pain.
A lot of pain.
It's great if you get black ladies laughing. Yeah. That's one of the best laughs you can get.
Oh yeah.
No, they cry.
Oh, I got this. I got this big black lady laughing once, and it was she came up to me after the show and she gave me this hug. I disappeared. She just gave me a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you get them not to laugh, woof. There's nothing worse.
Yeah. Oh, my
There's
God.
There's nothing worse.
Well, there's nothing worse than people not laughing at you.
Yeah, but a black lady not laughing at you, you feel like you ain't making me fucking nothing.
And then they give you that sideways look after you did like three jokes that they didn't like. And now you're like,
they try to say something to me, like, not over here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Not over. And you're like, okay, I won't
put
do it to you.
Put your garbage on my curb.
Yeah, I was just calling this fat white guy trash the whole show. I go, yeah, and you, not over here, motherfucker. You're like, I won't. It's okay. I don't want to bother anybody. I had a lady walk out on me. She fucking thought I sucked.
Really?
Yeah, she got some in Hartford. She got some free tickets.
Where?
Of course she did.
Hartford. What did I say?
You said Hartford.
I said Hartford.
It's in Israel.
It's in Hartford.
Hartford, Connecticut.
What the fuck? Okay, you gotta bust my balls out of the gate with the fucking
I didn't understand it at the first.
It's a fucking Hartford.
Okay.
Hartford. How do you want me to say it? Hartford?
Just say Mystic.
You could have said Connecticut. I
mean. Well, it's in Hartford.
Okay. See
what?
Hartford. Nobody says it like that.
What are you saying it like that?
It's Hartford.
I said Hartford.
Yeah, doesn't he sound like he's saying like foot at the end? Mike, am I nuts?
Nah, you're dragging an H.
Mike, you fucking turned on me?
Well, I don't want you to sound foolish on the radio.
What the fuck?
Foolish?
No, no, he sound foolish.
Foolish. I have a problem with certain words.
You know what's fucked up is when you perform with somebody and you think
that girl's
gonna be
foot.
Cool. Oof. Oh, what? One of the funniest things ever. We'll tell you later. Yeah. You know, Bobby, if a foot's ugly, I'll get sick. I'll get sick.
Really?
If a foot's ugly, I can't eat. I can't eat.
You eat a lot of foot?
No. I mean, if I see a fucked up foot, my appetite, like a foot is a thing.
Where the fuck do you eat? On the street?
At the beach. Like, let's say if you're at the beach and you see a fucked up foot. So
you're okay in the winter?
Well, say you see a girl and you're eating outside, and she takes her little flip flop off.
He can't eat,
and then her fucking nugget sticks out.
What, like a bunion? Bunion sends you crazy. What if the big toe is
the
over the other
foot,
toe? Like
yeah,
that?
Like it was, but like this one we saw one that was. Yeah. We'll show you after it was, and I showed it to Bobby, and I never forget. Bobby just looked at it, and he squinted, and he went, and he goes, "Wait, dude, that's not her hand." And I fuck it. Yeah, dude, it was bad.
Looked like she could hold a cup.
Jesus, you got to go to better restaurants.
it looked like a monkey foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it could just grab a tree branch and swing
from
it.
Like she was here. I dated a dancer once when I was a ballet dancer.
And you were a ballet dancer?
I heard dancers got really jacked up feet.
I wasn't a ballet dancer, but I dated this girl who was a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
The ankles up, stunning.
Yeah,
ankles down, just one big foot. You remember 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Yeah. Jules Verne, the beak on the squid.
Yeah,
that was the foot.
It's the hoof. What is it? The hoof.
I did.
My Bart a snipe. It's okay. I'm going to go to Hartford.
The poor thing. It's a shame.
And get rid of this body.
It's a shame.
I did a dance once. Her fucking knees were always fucked up too. She always like hobbling around or had a weird knee braces. It's like, what do you play football?
How old was this dancer?
62.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she used to Ken Can. She was in Gypsy, the musical, the original. You can sacrifice your sacrosanct in the back row every morning. Fucking annoying.
Every morning. You want coffee? Ass no, bitch.
So,
out my knee.
Adam, when you.
Bobby, help me out of the tub.
It's not worth it. Look at that foot.
Yeah, what did you do? How long did the foot didn't bother you when you did it?
No, didn't bother me.
See, some guys can look past the foot.
I turn the lights out.
It's still there.
All right.
You know?
So foot freaks
and then,
you
and
out?
You got to look at it like this. If you reproduce, if you had a baby with
that. Oh, so you're in a relationship with the
no,
foot?
No, no, no.
What are you, a Viking?
No, I'm saying though, like, then your kid's got the
what are you,
DNA.
Yeah. What are you?
Listen, I always dream my son will be a field goal kicker. I can't.
Fucking Versi's.
I promise my dad.
Versi's a Spartan. His kid comes out with one defect. He throws him in the backyard by fucking logs.
Yeah. Let me see that thing. Lift him up.
Daddy loves you. Get on the iceberg. You did this. You and your foot and a half.
Oh, yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah. What about the Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, when she's driving in the car and she has her feet, has her feet up on the windshield.
And they're dirty.
Because Tarantino has a foot thing, dude.
He does?
Yeah.
Like Eddie Murphy?
Every, what?
I put in the word once and it just autofilled the rest of that.
Yeah. He's got a foot thing, dude. Every movie. There it is right there. Look at the bottom of that. Look at that, all yellow.
30.
Yeah, but she's an actress. Get it done.
Well, call props. Get some soap.
No, but she was supposed to be a dirty hippie.
Yeah, but not like hippie? That. Not that dippy, dude. Look at that.
That's like callous. What was she walking on, curry?
There's a nugget. Look at the nugget on the left one, Paul. Look at the nugget right there.
I saw it.
Look at the nugget.
You'll never eat again.
Look at that nugget. And look at that nugget right there. He's pointing out the nuggets.
Yeah.
Get that fixed.
No, Tarantino did it because he had Uma Thurman walking barefoot. Now
he's got the monologue of Samuel L. Jackson. Give him a foot rub. Remember that? Dude,
he's got a foot thing, man. And actually, Pitt mentioned it at the SAG, the Golden Globes.
Did he?
Yeah, he said he's got a foot. He said something about, what did he say? He said something about he likes
his
feet.
Foot fetish.
Yeah, he's got a foot fetish. In this movie, there's the other one. Look at those dirty feet right there. That's on the hottest chick in Hollywood. Look at her dirty feet from the, isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is.
Like, why wouldn't you clean that up?
I think it's supposed to be like that. It's a movie.
No, it's a gazillion dollar fucking movie. She went into the theater with shoes on. She's a movie star. That's Sharon Tate. And they put her on screen with fucking mud feet like she was in Apocalypto. I mean, you can't clean that up. That's a thing. That's a fucking thing.
It's dirty feet.
I think it's dirty feet.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking gross. That looks like she was fucking.
Feet don't bother me. Dirty bothers me.
Yeah, I don't like a nugget on the foot.
No.
Yeah,
I don't
bunion.
Like when, The baby toe, when the baby toe's dead.
Yeah.
When it's just mushed.
With like the yellow nail.
Yeah, the yellow bottom. You got good feet, Gab?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I have big feet. I'm a tall girl.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I could feel her energy as we were doing this. She was like.
Yeah, can we talk about something else?
Yeah, can we talk about. Like, if you guys
thought. I just have big feet. I'm on a bat.
Are they proportioned or just big?
Yeah, I'm a big girl. A big
don't
feet.
Slip your podcast in.
I did not mean to do that, but you just did.
I know I did for you.
I'm the love best. You.
Which one is it? Is it the piggy that had roast beef? Which one is
what
fucked up? The toe.
No, they're just big.
They're just
can
big.
I see one?
Yeah, no.
You.
I'm not thinking.
You want to lose some weight? Look at her feet.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
Slim down.
But you have shoes on. I just want to see how big your foot is.
I have giant shoes on. I'll take my.
Yeah. Oh, you're the best. Let's look at holy shit.
That's not a big foot.
No, but that's not.
Yeah,
that's
if you're fucking in the NBA, it's not. The fuck you talking about? Larry Bird had smaller feet than that. The fuck are you talking
not
about?
Not the foot, I'm where it's the webbing between the toes.
Look at that,
arms, man.
That fucking thing. You know, she can't walk in the woods. People think they fucking found a Yeti.
The earth shakes.
People will fill that thing with cement and bring it back to the fucking National Geographic.
With me, I don't care small, big. I just can't have it fucked up.
All right.
Really? Yeah, I can't have it fucked up. I don't give a fuck about a Bigfoot. I dated a Bigfoot girl, but nuggets and dirty feet. If you got a dirty foot, get the fuck out of here. And moles.
It's just an easy thing to...
I don't like a mole.
Excuse me.
Look, yours is cute.
All right.
But if it was on my wife, I made my wife remove one years
ago. What, did?
Yeah, she had a nugget right here. I said, it's risen. You got to take it off.
It's risen.
It's risen?
Anything like that...
Wait a minute. Did she take it off in 3 days of the comeback?
I said...
You made her do that?
I said, if it's got a shadow, you got to get it off.
What about Marilyn Monroe?
Fucking horseshit. She could wipe that off. She put that on with makeup.
I know. But you didn't like it?
I don't mind a beauty mark, and I don't mind... Like, he's got a little cute one right there. I don't mind that, but my wife had a nugget.
Mm.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you know the nuggets?
Yeah.
You mean it's
raised
like,
up?
You could kind of like
bump. It was a growth.
Like a speed bag. You could hit it.
Ugh.
It moved?
Well, hers didn't move, but it was risen. I was like, you got to get that.
Yeah, you got
to. You got to take that. If we're going to go any further, and I didn't say that, of course.
You got to lance that fucker down.
I said, hey, babe, what's that thing? And she was like, oh, it's just a thing.
So you were a gentleman about it. Hey, babe, what's that thing? Did you point from across the room when company was over too, Don Juan?
Hey, babe, what's that thing?
Hey, babe, what's that
you
thing?
Might as well say,
how are your
tumor?
Pants still on?
Not those, you fucking scumbag. Not that. A brown one. It was like a beauty mark. Like, okay.
Like that one on the
it
nose.
Was like that one right there.
Yeah, no, that's, but it was, that's gotta fucking go. Cancer.
But it was,
that's, she didn't have cancer. No, that. My wife.
No, that's a BB right. gun injury.
Look.
It's a good shot.
It was right here on the little thing. You know who's got one?
Mm.
Batman. Who's the guy who played Batman?
Christian Bale.
Five of them.
Christian Bale.
Who's the guy?
The best one.
Who's the guy? Crazy. Who's the guy?
He Christian Bale
who's
has
the
a,
guy
has
Bruce Wayne. I think his name was Bruce.
Oh, it's gonna be a hard one to get through with you two fucking wops. right here, he's bring up. You all right?
Was it Christian Bale?
Oh, Christian Bale has a nugget here, and he won't get rid of it. And I kind of respect it, but I understand it. But still, it's a little fucking, like, Dawn had to get hers removed. See it? Right there.
Oh, shit. Where?
Yeah, Dawn had
oh,
one of those.
Oh, there it is.
She had one of those.
I never knew that until this podcast.
I noticed. Buddy, it's my thing. I noticed Denzel's fucked up pinky. Nobody noticed it. You ever
what?
See Denzel's fucked up pinky? Bring it up.
No.
When were you and why were you watching him? When did you notice that?
I noticed everybody's fucking weird flaws.
Why do you think that is?
Because I fucking look for them because I need you to be down on earth with me.
Mm.
And when Denzel had a fucked up pinky, I was like, he's one of us.
No.
Look at it.
No.
Look at it.
No.
Click it. No. Look at it. There it is.
Oof.
That's his fucked up pinky.
No. How did nobody notice? He just got a fucking be photoshopped.
He just no, dude. He look at it. It's fucked up. He just got it fixed.
Fucked up. It looks like an alien. I mean, how did nobody see that?
He's got a fucked up pinky. Yeah.
How did nobody see that?
Yeah, dude.
Is he doing that?
He got it fucked up. It got broke. And then that's it. And I used to notice it. Nobody
it got
fucking...
broke, what, around a corner?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into
it. Did he put it in a cast or just.
I'm not a fucked up finger pinky researcher.
You might have got some. Well, how did this happen? I'm inquisitive. I didn't know.
I just knew he did it. All and right. if. Look at there it is. It's fucked up. You got to fix, though. That's the fix. All right. There it is. It's in movies and it's fucked up.
So you do that because
don't take her thing.
What?
You jumping on her thing?
No, what did she say?
You're going to break me down? Like,
no, no, no. But what is, why? What did she say?
She was trying to do that girl thing where she breaks me down. Why do you think you do that? Because you really hate yourself.
Why does it have to be a girl thing?
Because it does. Because you get it.
It's not a girl thing. It's a Bigfoot thing.
Yeah, come on.
All right, you Yeti.
It's a Yeti.
Everybody,
thing.
Rich Voss is here.
How's it going? How you making out, man? How you doing?
How you making out? What is this, yeah, the 20s?
What do you? What am I supposed to say?
How you making out? Rich Voss makes an appearance.
Hey, how you making out?
How you making out?
You said it. You said, how you doing? He goes, he's fine. You went further than you had to.
No, I went, how you making out?
How you making out with what?
With life, you fucking asshole.
Why are you so angry out of the gate?
Because you're coming at me. All I do is say to an old pal, how you making out?
And yeah, but we're not at an old folks' home.
You're trying to find content and break
it's not
that.
Content. You just went, how you making out? Nobody uses that except for old people.
Oh, really? Well, I'm old. I'm not fighting. I'm old. What you know the what? Fuck?
All right. Touche. I apologize. Sometimes with the hoodies and the hat backwards, I forget.
Okay. Well, you know, it's Monday night. I just threw this on. I came in the city. I was sitting home. My wife is gone.
Where's your kid?
My kid is gone. They're on that cruise.
Oh, she went on the kid. She went on the
stop cruise. Making noise, yeah, in front of the microphone because it's going.
Yeah. God, is he useless?
Fucking.
So.
God damn it, Michael.
So she was gone.
Can you
all
dim his microphone to his IQ?
She was in L.A. all last week, and I was home. And then this week, she just left, and I was home, so I said, I'm going to come in. Oh, look at this.
Do you have any more stories?
The sound of cows sleeping.
That was just too mean.
I don't care.
And I've lost weight, so fuck off.
Yeah, good.
Oh, you're in a good mood. I'm glad you came up.
I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great. I hit the number tonight. I'm in a good mood.
What'd you win? 15?
No, 570.
Wait, what number?
Pick three in Jersey.
He does the. This is what
pick three.
Can I just tell you what he is?
570.
Look at me, Verzi.
6:30. My birthday.
Do you pick the number or do you have it? Is it auto pick?
I pick it. I play all my kids' birthdays and me and my wife's birthday.
Hanging out with him is like it's 1982, and I'm hanging out with my friends' fathers. He's gonna stop. He's gonna gamble. Play his numbers. He's gonna get a fucking newspaper. He's gonna fucking do the horses.
Bobby, how you making out, Bobby?
How you making out? I hit the number. All right, good for you. All right, yeah. See you later.
I didn't.
Hey guys, I'll see you down at the club later. You fucking cocksucker.
I say, like Ike.
He's hit the number, but he's spent $3,000 this week.
He's pent.
Spent. Hey, go fuck
he's
yourself.
Pent.
My rage knows no fucking boundaries.
I didn't spend. I just
you play every week.
No, every day.
Every oh, much better.
$5? What is it? $5?
No, pick three. How much do I spend a day?
Yeah.
Depends if I win or lose.
He spends. I guarantee he spends a week.
If you sit for 570, so you're going to put that back in? Or you're
I'll put tomorrow. I'll play like $50.
So $50 tomorrow. I guarantee he spends like maybe $800 a week on fucking scratches.
No,
I've toured with you. He'll lie to you and go, dude, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I know.
Oh, I love Voss at the casino when we were in Vegas. He's like, dude, yeah, I went home. I was gonna go up, but I stopped at the table for it. I'm up 2:30.
Craps is listen to me. That's the crack of gambling.
I went to school on a hard eight. My mother hit a hard eight.
Isn't it the best?
Yeah,
hard numbers.
It's like, and when a crap table's rolling, your Frankenstein village.
It's like
let's burn the monster.
I'm telling you, when the crap table is hot, the head of the clan is high fiving Farrah.
Oh
hot.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
and where else am I going to get a hard eight in life? Nowhere else.
That's it.
Nowhere else.
That's it. My mother would yell. We go down to Atlantic City. I used to like going in Joey's Monte Carlo because we had no money for the room.
What the fuck?
And Joey's Monte
Carlo. I feel like I'm watching a Pacino movie.
He said it like we all knew Joey.
He was, God rest his soul.
When you go to Atlantic City, you're talking about Atlantic City?
Atlantic City, we drive down there and because the headrest came out.
Mike, go get some Mad Dog 2020 and a deck of cards.
Sleep in the car.
And if you had no money, if you only had like $10, you go eat at the Baltimore Grill.
Yeah.
And have the fucking
the White House. You get a cheesesteak at the White House and you gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you bring your Thunderbird down to the fucking drive-in, do you cunts?
I used to play Quick Draw at bowling alleys. Did you ever play Quick Draw?
Yeah, I've played it all.
My mother would yell at me, you drove all the way down to Atlantic City, went to a crap table, and you didn't buy the four? Why don't you buy the four? Pay double. The fuck kind of idiot did I raise?
You got to buy the 4 and 10 months.
Yeah.
Here, we went down, and I had a car. It had no back panel. Like, you could see into the trunk.
Yeah, it was by the back seat.
No back panel whatsoever by the trunk. And we pull up in valet. Me and my friend in this car, like, we're high rollers. We had $100 each. we must have lost it in 5 minutes. We're calling everybody to wire us money. Yeah. Everybody.
We're at a craft table. We hit, we get paid in $25, the green ones, the $25 chip. And we're like, society chip. We're yelling like we just won everything. We get a $25 chip.
I got so mad at the table and I threw my arms up. And right when I did it, there was a waitress with a big tray of drinks. And I just fucking threw, all the drinks went everywhere. I go, tough, I'm losing.
You said tough?
Yeah, what am I going to do? So I said, sorry.
Yeah, you say sorry.
Yeah, I said sorry. I didn't say tough.
Why are you getting mad at me? I'm not the fucking waitress. I'm just asking.
You remind me of the waitress.
Why? What?
Huh? She was cute.
That's nice.
Aw, thanks.
That's nice. Good. Put a bed on the table for him. See me and Nickel Split. Put the boys on the yard. We got a new shooter coming out.
Can I just tell you about this fucking guy? First of all, he's hosting this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He brings us up, except for me. You did do good. The last show, you did good.
I do good every show for you.
No, he doesn't. If Colin Quinn, he's bringing Colin up, doing us a huge favor. This cocksucker brings Colin up. He goes, Jim Florentine had to cancel. He's sick. So we had to, who would be available on a Saturday night? Because it's a big night for most comedians. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, give it a
call. No, I go, we got to the letter Q's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's actually funny. That's great.
He knew I was going to. He didn't care. No, I didn't care about that shit.
That's funny.
Then he comes up to me. He goes, do you mind if I bring Ron up, the guy you came to see? Because I got to follow Bennington every night.
Benny kills,
but I fuck.
Yeah, you slaughter.
Dude, he gets a standing ovation. I go out and get a standing ovation. Two standing ovations, same show. Never fucking happens.
Yeah.
Ever, ever. There's two people that don't get standing ovations. What are you going to do?
First of all, I walk out cold, and I fucking get them right from the beginning. I've been on, let's say, listen to me. Don't. Captain Hook comes. Listen to me. How many shows have we done? About, say, 20, right?
We've done 20.
So I've been on stage 80 times.
I hate
80. Oh, no, hold on. 80 times.
You do the math.
I'm 80 right. for
so
80.
You bet this tomorrow, bet 20, bet 80.
Okay. Those two, are your 80. I'm going to play 28.
Buddy, 28-0. I'm fucking 80 for 82.
No, you don't go up 80. You've only been up 20 times. I go up 4 times a night, Bobby. And every time
you
are
80-80.
Have you ever seen me have a bad set? Ever?
Never.
Okay. And I never seen you have one either.
Okay.
You kill.
Thanks.
We all kill.
Okay.
We all kill.
It's a
and
good
that's because just we're seasoned pros.
This is why I hate the math he does, because he does it by himself.
No, I don't. I just did it with
show
you.
Show will work.
He does it in his car.
No,
he
goes, don't.
I've done the 20 shows. I've been up 20. That's 80 shows I fucking killed.
No, I do. I don't kill every set.
And he waits to have this conversation.
Yeah, that's what I drove into New York for.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. And listen to me. And you're listening, because everybody listens when you're talking to somebody. First of all, you get a first of all. No third of all, by the way. Barely a second of all. He just likes saying first of all. And then he lays into this fucking fun fact. And you're like, all right, fine.
Remember him at the Rio, at the Cellar? He'd go, you know, every fucking night, I got to fucking close this, and everybody's killing, and I got to do it. And then all of a sudden, he'd get off, and he'd be like, I feel like, I'll follow you, hacks.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to follow him, Bobby, and Keith.
Yeah,
every night. I'm a big act.
I had to follow Lenny Clark and Leary for 3 years.
You had to follow them?
I closed the Rescue Me Comedy Tour every fucking year.
No, yeah. After Lenny?
Yeah.
You had to close it?
Yeah.
Really? After Leary?
Dennis would go up, do a half hour.
Right.
Then Kenny Rogerson goes up.
No, him too?
Kenny. Jesus then there's a Christ. Song. Then there's Lenny. Then there's another song. Jesus. Then there's me.
Well, you follow the
song.
You
gotta bring it home.
Yeah, but
you really follow the song.
That's a good show.
It's a great show.
I replaced you one night.
Yes, you did.
And that's how I fucking kind of hooked up with Leary.
No, you hooked up with
Leary. It's
did
a better story.
Episode.
Can you fucking do the story?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the truth was the problem.
Wait, why wouldn't Lenny close it? Why wouldn't Lenny or Kenny? I mean, you killed. Don't
I
get me
closed
wrong.
It. One, why? Because the skinny Irish fuck said, you're closing. Yeah. And that's why.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I would have put my foot down.
Yeah, but it's actually.
You would have
for you. And nobody would have heard that little foot. Yeah.
Now, Gabby puts her foot down.
Yeah. The fucking house shakes.
And
yeah.
It rains.
Yeah. The mayor thinks there's another attack. I think that was a great show, and I did meet Leary on the
You did a great job, because it was just you and Dennis.
Me, Dennis. No, Leary was there.
No, it was you and Dennis, because that was the when we did that show. There was always one episode, which was just you two for the whole show.
Yeah,
you were fucking great.
That was a good. That was. But here's the fucking.
My name is
Luis. Here's the thing with that thing, right?
Mm.
When you book something like that, you have these delusions of this is it.
Oh yeah.
And I remember having that. Being in the trailer, and in my head, I was like, he's going to fucking have Luis come back to New York, and I am a detective. I am going to the academy. Or whatever. I had this whole thing set up in my head. That I wrote a fucking verse.
No, it's just because it's what we do. Yeah. We get into these.
I didn't have.
I mean, you had the movie written.
I did an episode of Criminal Minds last year. I thought, are they going to bring me back? I was a criminal.
Yeah.
I wasn't even a detective. I was the criminal. Like, once they solve the case, I'm done. But in my head, I'm like, I'm going to change. They're going to bring me. No.
I was so sure that it was going to happen. And then that was then 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Literally the first day of shooting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But you still shot it. You were great.
We shot it, and then we came back and shot it. But there was definitely a different tone on the set.
I don't think it was anything you did.
No. Was not what I did, but it was definitely a different tone.
Yeah.
And then the show got canceled. Great show, by the way.
It was fun.
The fucking Job?
Yeah.
Great show.
Fun.
If you could do The Job or Rescue Me, which one you have picked? If they were both going to go
money?
For the... They were both
what's
same,
the money?
Same money. Same money, but right. They were both going to go as long as they did.
To me, they were extensions of the show.
What are you doing? Have a side podcast, you fucking cock? No, just go downstairs. We're having a fucking podcast. This isn't your fucking side conversations with. It's not an AA meeting.
Would
you fucking old.
Stop yelling at Gary.
No, because he starts. Yeah, this is what he does.
He's my buddy.
I don't give a shit.
There's no need to yell. You get angry
at you, not him, not him, not him. Definitely him.
Him.
Sometimes him.
How the fuck was that?
I never get mad at you. Oh, sorry. Yeah, guy. I mean,
I like your new studio. I like your table.
It's this.
I like this.
I know
table.
What you're doing, Voss.
I like it.
You treat me what you. This what you do. You fuck up and then you do compliments and then you're gonna slam me.
No, I'm not gonna slam you. I like your table.
Here it comes.
Nice.
Thanks. Anyways, we were having a good conversation.
Why is the wallet like that? No. I'm just curious because.
Oh. Don't have any side questions. He's still talking to Adam.
This is part of the podcast.
The wallet? That's
well, he's asking a question.
No,
we can now we can talk. You're doing a fucking another podcast.
Why are your
here.
Glasses facing that angle?
Because it's got a secret camera, and it's called the dickhead camera, and I'm watching you.
Oh,
that's why.
Right. Do you know Arthur?
Mike texts me stuff during the show.
Who does?
Okay.
Mike. And I text him stuff. So if the mics are hot or something needs to be put up, he just does it. You know what I mean? So
are you
going to
do any
to.
More stuff in it? Like, I like
we got a lot.
Sliding doors.
Well, the doors are closed. We're getting rugs cool. up here, oriental nice. Rugs. We're getting all new chairs. We're getting actually a custom table being built. These are going to go over there. That's all going to be sectioned off. So you'll be able to see Zach, but no, you won't be able to see any of that bullshit. And then on the wall, we're going to have all kinds of the shows up on the walls.
That's great.
And then in the back. Yeah,
can I have these leather chairs or buy them from you?
No.
These right here, the red ones?
No.
What are you going to do with them?
They're not mine.
Whose are they?
They're fucking gnomes.
Find out. I'll buy them.
I think they're going to stay in the studio.
Look at him. He hit one number. He's buying furniture.
Yeah,
well,
but he wasn't buying.
I like buying stuff.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Joe DeRosa. Did we get that thing in? You want to talk to Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you're live on the YKWD. Adam Ferrara, Paul Verzi, and
Rich Voss.
Sorry.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Italians and a Jew walk into a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them hit the number.
And you walk into the club and introduce the headliner.
What did he say?
He said you... He said... he still got it. He said you walk into the club and introduce the headliner. he's a cocksucker. It's so funny. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Right. Well, yeah. You guys have fun. I didn't sign on for this. Yeah.
All right, buddy. You got anything to plug?
No. I'll see you.
No shows? No shows?
Joe, I want you on my... It's
my
Adam.
Podcast at the stand.
What'd you
tell
say?
Tell Joe I want him on my podcast.
My last podcast.
Hey, Adam Ferrara wants you on his podcast while he's in town. Can you do it?
Absolutely.
Great. Right,
great.
Yeah, Adam, hit me up. I will. Yeah. Number.
What okay. about Voss? Right. Do you want Voss on? Adam.
What? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I
was, how you making out?
What? Yes, I want Voss.
Hey,
on.
Joe.
We can talk about gambling all night, bro.
Joe, what's your website?
He hung up.
I hung up.
Oh. What do you mean when you're in town? You moved to L.A.?
I was back and forth. I still got the house there, but I still got the apartment here.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm back and forth.
How's your wife? House?
She's good. Thank good. You for asking. Bonnie's good. Kids are good.
I read Bonnie.
Hello. Now Voss already started a side podcast again.
You were
stopped. Must have happened. It sounded like the call dropped when I was plugging.
Oh, stuff no. Went wrong with the something.
I knew. I called back to say I knew you were going to do that. And
Voss is like having. Voss is literally like, you're like having an old uncle around. You just got yelled at for fucking being an asshole. And as soon as you get another chance, really? How's that going?
Well, you're the one who said to him and brought me up, do you want Voss on? I love that watch. You want Voss on the podcast? So
I always want you on the podcast.
No, you said to Adam, do you want Voss on your podcast?
And the answer is
so
yes.
How am I not going to say something to him? You're the one who set that up. You fucking
wow.
That's fucking dumb DeLuise.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he's used that one.
Never used it in my life.
I think
I just
you
thought
have.
Of it just
I think joy in his eyes. That's new.
That's yeah. new.
That's new. There's a sparkle.
Oh, happy. That's funny.
Dumb DeLuise is a good one.
That's funny.
Did you write that down? You fucking big fucking Viking.
What the hell?
Come on, make me some wine.
Anywho, shit me. So, can we?
Oh,
talk?
I saw
you're having Jesus Christ.
I saw you're having mine. I saw you're having a show at the Underground. I don't know if it's a Riotcast show, but I'm not on it.
You weren't on it.
It was tonight.
It was tonight.
What the fuck?
Can I tell you why you weren't on it?
Why?
Nobody likes you.
Well, I don't care about that. I'm going to do the job.
No. Because we were trying to have the shows on. We wanted you and we were going to have you and Bonnie on, but Bonnie was away.
Yeah.
So, and we had, it was so guy heavy, and we had two girls on, Sarah and Adrian, because their podcast is coming to Riotcast. And they canceled last minute. And it wound up being sucky, but, you know, whatever. And
did you have a crowd?
It was a great crowd.
Upstairs
packed,
or downstairs?
Downstairs, packed. Great crowd. So it was a little guy heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and I forgot Gabby. I should have had Gabby come on and do a set. Mike actually murdered.
Which room?
What?
It's underground?
Downstairs.
What,
downstairs.
A cat?
Yeah.
They're both downstairs. They're both downstairs.
No, one's upstairs.
Yeah.
What?
The fat black is upstairs, and then the big room's downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll walk you over there and show it to you later.
He's a fucking bastard. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah,
we're gonna start doing those
hurt.
More. No, we're gonna start doing those more. And we want you and Bonnie to be on it as a podcast. Yeah, like next time I'll have, you know, Gabby will be on, I'll have Mike on, we'll have you, we'll have I want Chip to do a show, you know, and then have we wanted Giannis and Chris. Chris bailed.
No, Chris is on the cruise.
On the cruise, yeah. So we set it up. It was supposed to be podcast, whatever. I'll explain it to you later.
I get it.
But we've literally talked about no topics.
We're going to talk about this.
We want to go back to the feet?
I want to talk about this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We did have a foot topic.
We had a fucking great foot topic.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the intro, there's no topics.
Okay. Well, you talk about topics. Feet?
All right.
I don't do topics.
All right.
We just, this is called
pick
a
up feet?
This is a comic hang. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's what we do.
Okay.
Please don't take your foot off.
No.
No, he'll throw up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He'll do it. No. He just said, no. Ah.
Yeah, the heel. The heel.
There's only four.
I can't
move. No, my toe's stuck. Oh, look at his toe. Verzi, look at his pinky. You got to look at the pinky.
What?
Look at the pinky. Verzi, you got to look at the pinky.
I can't.
You got to look at the pinky. Show him the
what
pinky.
What the hell is... Rick,
bring the foot over.
What, do you live next to a reactor?
No, show him the pinky.
Why are you doing that?
There is no pinky.
Show him the pinky. No, you gotta look at. Show. Look at the pinky.
Oh.
Is it broken? Is it broken?
You got Denzel's finger foot.
He's got the worst pinky toe.
Oh my God.
My mom used to buy me the wrong size shoes.
What, high heels?
No, holy shit.
I bought those.
That's why you can only count to 19. Oh, my God.
Fucking Verzi, that foot is fucked up.
I'll give you $10 if you suck my toe.
$10?
The fuck, he lives in Westchester.
Dude, I would think about 10 grand. I'd have to think about 10.
10 grand? All right, 20 grand. 20 fucking grand, you put his toe in your mouth.
Yeah. Get the fuck, who's going to come up with 20 grand?
I would.
You would?
I would, yeah.
I'd put my toe in my mouth for $50 right now.
A couple scratch-offs.
I got $50 right here. It says you don't stick that nub in your mouth.
I got $100 says you can't.
Wait a minute. You talking to me or him?
Oh, he's going to put his own foot in his mouth?
But he'll break his hip for that money.
Well, he does it every show.
He does it?
Puts his foot in his mouth.
He does?
You do?
No.
You're right. You can't do it.
Yeah, you could when you were fucking two. Not that toe. Oh, you don't even call. You do. Oh, he just scratched his nose with his fucking big toenail.
It's your fault.
Why my fault?
Because when you said we were going to go to a topic.
Well, then you said we had a topic. You brought the feet back in.
Oh, no. Yeah. Actually.
Whenever you bring up feet, it's like show and tell when you bring up feet for me.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Holy fuck, what a foot. Anyways.
It's not the foot. It's the pride you have in the foot. That's the thing I admire. What?
It's my dead toe.
Okay. It's the dead toe. Hey,
kids. What does it mean, dead?
Let's show the children.
I can't move it.
Buddy, it's not. It's part of the other toes now.
It just sucked.
Like
in.
The other toes have like claimed that toe.
Morphine.
Yeah,
those. I can swim better
surgery
though.
Surgery fix it.
Surgery fix that?
No. Why would I get it fixed? Who cares?
Yeah. Well, he's got fucking 10 years left. Why is he gonna get it fixed?
Wow. That's really.
Well, 15.
All right. Wait a minute. What's the over?
20.
20?
How old are you? You're like 52?
I'll take the under, yeah.
What are you, 52?
4.
54, you're looking good. You're keeping your age.
Yeah.
You work out?
Well, I think about it.
What do you want to fuck him?
Back in the day. Yeah.
Listen, when you had the ringlets in your hair, let me tell you, you're a good looking man.
Ferrara has always kind of kept his shit tight.
I know.
Back in the day when you were a school teacher and that thing.
With Bonnie.
Yeah, a little mullet.
Wife was, that was her
show. That
sitcom.
Was her show.
What?
It was my wife's show.
What are you talking about?
When I was the school teacher show?
I'm looking at his face. And then I said, what are you talking about? Therefore, it's to him. Would you like me to ask you that question?
No.
All right. Since it was your show.
No, it was Bonnie McFarlane that had the show.
Called
What was it called?
History.
Social Studies.
Yeah, Social Studies.
I thought it was your show about you.
No. I was the gym teacher on the show. It was actually Julia Duffy, Bonnie, and me. We were the teachers, and then there was a bunch of kids.
What's it called? What's the name of it?
Social Studies. Stupid.
It was called Six and Out.
What was the show called?
It was called Social Studies.
I need him to know that so he can bring it up. Social Studies.
Social Studies. It was on UPN. It was really? Julia Duffy. And you know who produced it? Dolly Parton and Sandy Gallen.
So
at the premiere, we finished the first 6 episodes, and we're at Planet Hollywood. And it was a school show, so we all signed the lockers, and we were going to put it in Planet Hollywood. And Dolly's standing next to me, and Julia, the lady was on the show, was standing right here. Julia Duffy, blonde.
Look at him. Where's Bonnie?
Right there to the
right. She's right there, right.
Where?
Go one over to the right.
Right there.
Click
on
that.
She's in the middle. There's Bonnie.
Where's Bonnie?
Right there.
Wait,
that's
Sandy Gallen?
Bonnie?
The guy
McFarlane?
Who runs all the roasts, Sandy Gallen.
Click on that.
Yeah, that's why he keeps hiring her. Is it Sandy Gallen that runs the roasts?
I don't think so. I don't know. But I know. I just know we donated the lockers after the 6th episode, and I leaned over to Julia. I said, I think we're canceled. We're giving the set away.
Wait,
and she's like,
blonde?
Don't say anything about Dolly's wig.
Who's the blonde? Forward.
Julia Duffy.
That's Julia Duffy. She was
always
the
pick the
show.
Wrong one. Jesus. Fuck,
that's
never
funny.
Won in a race. That's,
I can't believe Bonnie was famous.
Yeah. She had when she started comedy, she had over a $200,000 development deal. And her boyfriend, I don't want to say his name.
Why?
Rich Voss.
I don't want to admit it. Spent a lot of it.
What guy?
I'm not going to say the host
was he a
that
comic?
Seller in fucking Vegas.
she has a type.
He lived with her for 5 years.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to buy you a
You want to hear a funny story?
Hear what Mike said, though? What? He goes, she has a type.
You want to hear a funny story? A funny story.
We just did.
Oh, you're on fire. I wish. Bonnie had a cat that was sick.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend had to put it to sleep. Right. You know, and she had this cat forever, and she was heartbroken. So like 2 weeks later, it was her birthday, and she comes home. She's working on a show, and she doesn't see anything. And she goes, "Didn't you get me a birthday present?" And he goes, "I put your cat to sleep for you 2 weeks ago, didn't I?"
Wow. That was her best birthday present.
Yeah.
It costs like $5.
What?
It's like $500 to put a cat out.
Mm.
So it's a pretty good
choice. Not when you're Italian.
Yeah. I make one call, you don't see that cat no more.
Yeah, 500. You go in the backyard.
Are you kidding me?
Pile of dirt, and that's.
What are you kidding? Repeat after me. Compost. Say it with me. Compost.
Let that thing die in a bush. And what are you going to do? I mean, look at Adam, though. Go back to that, please.
Mm. It's got to be better.
Go, listen, first of all, look at how good looking. And you've held up for, I mean, Adam, you've held up.
Bonnie looks the same.
How many
Bonnie
looks that?
The, and Bonnie,
exactly the same.
That, are you kidding? That network's out of business. That's how old that is. That was UPN.
Yeah. Dude, that's Fox, though.
No,
it was UPN.
Was Channel 9.
Yeah, it was.
UPN was Channel 9, yeah.
Fox was 5 when they came out.
Yeah, what channel is fucking Fox? FX is on what?
That's on cable.
That's cable. No,
FX is cable. Fox is 5.
But UPN was
UPN was UPN, 9. Remember the WB and UPN?
WB was 11.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, Bonnie looks exactly the same, and you look very similar.
Is that in the 90s or is it still the 2000s?
Yeah, it's got to be. I didn't move out till like 90.
The 90s. And look at him. He's right next to you.
Yeah, I know.
Look at Bonnie. Same thing.
Yeah, God damn it.
bring up Voss from 1992. I bet he looks better now.
Well, bring up you. Bring up you. Bring up Bobby on the job.
I found a video of me today.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
You found it or you searched for it?
No, I found it on a hard drive. I found a hard drive. I found a few other things, too.
I was going to say, don't put that back in the shed.
No, 90. Put 90. 90. Put 85.
Well, what?
I want to go back to my hair was ugly.
You got to go way back with Voss. He's been around since.
I like the ringlet hair. When you had that curly that
what's ringlet? Oh, like he had
that
curly curl,
like that Voss Kenny Rascals. G hair.
Rascals, Voss Rascals, dude, I fucking look so good.
Yes,
God damn it, so good.
You were in shape,
shredded.
Yeah,
there he is. Right there.
There it is. Oh, there it
that
is.
That was natural.
You
too.
Kenny G, fuck you.
That's was, how my hair you didn't
grew.
Do that.
That's how it grew. You know how much pussy I got back then with those fucking.
And you
teeth?
Shoved it on your head.
Oh,
yeah. They thought those teeth would fucking.
Wait a minute. That's not a
right
perm? That's not a perm or a
grew.
Fucking. Oh,
that's how it
shit.
Grew.
I just fucking talk over my joke. That's good.
Oh, sorry. He was asking a question.
I put your headphones on.
They're on Mike's head.
Oh, don't.
Oh, no. I don't want toes. Oh.
I was like, don't want
toes. Fucking melted Mexican ear headphones.
Oh. What the fuck?
His Mexican ear is melting.
Baba, whoa, with the Mexican thing. This is 2020.
I'm anti-Mexican. I'm pro-Mexican.
You are?
Yeah. I got property.
What the fuck does that mean? You have property.
I just hired a new guy.
What kind of guy?
A landscaper. Seems really good. He hasn't come yet because it's been too wet. It's the only thing wet in my house.
Keep going. Anyways, I want to talk.
Does Gabby ever add anything?
Yeah, she's added a bunch at the beginning.
I'm just, because I miss you.
I miss you too.
You got to see what he does though, right? He throws something out
me.
And then he compliments you.
Yeah.
If it doesn't miss, he makes it serious.
If it does miss, I make it
I mean, if it does miss, he makes it serious. I'm sorry, you fucking piece of shit. Last night was the Oscars.
Yeah.
I for the first time, I recorded them.
I didn't watch a second.
I went an hour later, and I fast through to everything.
I watched the whole thing from beginning to end. First of all, I thought Chris and Steve Martin were funny. Kristen Wiig is one of the funniest people alive.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig right now, I am not fucking joking, is hands down one of the funniest people. Like comedic actors fucking out there right now.
Did you see the
funnier
the
than
sketch?
Fucking Will Ferrell?
Well, he was funny last night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's funny, but you're kind of getting, we get it with you.
Yeah,
I kind of get it. I love Will. He's funny, but it's like, all right, dude.
Maya Rudolph.
I get it, but Maya Rudolph was, those two together were fucking
It was the funniest
hilarious.
Who hosted?
Nobody.
No host. They don't do it anymore.
Nobody. Aren't you in the business?
No, I don't watch that shit. No,
they tag
Once I saw all those fucking speeches at the Golden Globes, the highlights
of
it.
You thought those were bad. Wait, last night was crazy.
No, I saw a piece of Joaquin Phoenix's, and I was just, when he started talking about cows, I was like.
That actually.
Why was Eminem doing a song that he did 20 years ago?
And his pants were half down his ass, and he gained a lot of weight.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Why did they do that song, though?
Because it won an Oscar.
Oh, and he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there to sing it.
They were talking about songs, how important music is.
Yeah.
To a movie, that the song you can't take the song out of the movie or the movie out of the song.
They help
and that's
other.
One of those songs.
It's very important. The guy that sang it's not here, but it's very important.
Well, he
sang it last night.
Sang it last night, and it was a little. You know, I compare the Oscars now. To the improvs. Like when they first opened, it was a really high class club. And now it's just, you know, it's kind of urban. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know, they have Earthquake and Mama something coming. And every once in a while, they'll have somebody famous will roll in there when they're working on an hour. You know what I mean? But it was.
Why they do they paper the improv? I mean, do they paper the Oscars? Yeah. What do you call it?
But it was it's
Renee had to bring five people.
Renee Zellweger.
She was great.
It used to be this thing.
Well, it used to be an event.
It used to be an event, a very classy event, very proper, and now it's more of a party.
No.
Which I don't think is that bad.
Now it's a musical.
It's a party. They had fucking Questlove DJing.
But the
they
movie
had a rap.
Business went down. I mean, there's more choices for entertainment and stuff. So it's not like, we have to see, because the movies themselves are not drawing in the audience. So the event to celebrate these movies aren't going to draw in the audience.
Well, I don't know, dude.
There's no money.
Did you see Parasite?
Yes.
I did not.
I did.
Fucking one of the greatest movies I've seen this year.
I got it in my house. I got all the trailers in my house.
Subtitles, the whole thing?
Didn't see it.
No. No subtitles.
Okay.
No, yes, subtitles.
Subtitles, right?
Yes.
Subtitles.
So you paid attention.
Buddy, it's like Apocalypto. When a movie's that good, you don't need fucking to know the language.
Right.
Okay.
But
I
mean?
I didn't see it. I had no interest in seeing it.
I'll see you guys.
That's it?
That's it?
I got to go do a show.
That's it?
Where?
Around the corner. I'll come back.
Oh, right. Good. I was worried.
I'll see you later, Voss.
Let's talk about that date in August.
Yeah, absolutely. Later.
Yeah, after the podcast.
Bye, Bussy.
Bye.
Are you not going to say goodbye to me?
Oh, Bobby. Bye. I got a gift for you.
What is it?
It's a toe.
Do you have a gift? What is it?
You'll like it.
What is it?
Something you'll like.
What?
You'll like it. It's at home.
He's been saying that to me for a month. He's never brought it.
That's not true. I just got it.
I'm kidding. I was just kidding. I just want to make sure it was real.
He's going to go buy you something right now.
Can we shut that door? That door should be shut during the show. So
the bar door, yes.
Why wouldn't we shut that?
The level of seriousness that these actors take themselves, that's what I find. It's like we're not that important. You know, they're not that important. They're trying to say these things that are just, you know, I get that they got the platform to do it. But it's like nobody's ever just so fucking cool. Like that's why Pesci's is still the most epic one ever.
Hey, but he didn't even show up.
Remember Pesci's?
What did he say?
When he won for Goodfellas?
What'd he say?
He goes, it was an honor. Thank you. And he just fucking...
Yeah, and that's what you should fucking do. And you know who should definitely do that? Makeup ladies.
And listen, I...
What the fuck? what the fuck? Come on, man. We don't give a fuck you in the movie, and especially...
You know how bad skin he had.
I love makeup people. They're the best. I get it. I get that everybody's important on a film. I get it. But being talent, so-called, you know, or lens meat, whatever you want to call me.
Well, doing the shit they did.
It's like
lens meat.
Yeah, they call us that. That's what the crew will call actors, lens meat. Get that lens meat in front of the fucking camera so we can go home.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, so here's the deal.
Girls are called lens candy. That's the hot girls are called lens candy.
Really?
Yeah.
The producers.
You got to get out of the studio once in a while.
Okay. Can
you stop hitting on my fucking...
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Anyways, the producers and the crew are together, and the actors are together, and you try to make some type of synergy and stuff like that, but when it comes to an award show, you know, speed it up, honey.
They have
Lattice, speed it up. And well, stop wearing such extravagant necklaces, you fucking weirdo.
She's a makeup lady.
She stole it from props.
Well, listen, what do you makeup are you talking about, Bob? You talking about like turning a guy into fucking Hellboy?
No, or the shit that Eddie Murphy did?
Because that's crazy.
Okay, crazy, but speed it up. Well, you don't need to think. I understand this is your moment. You might never get it again. Your stock just went through the fucking roof. Yeah. Now you get to charge more money. You're the motherfucker. You're an award-winning makeup or sound or fucking... Whatever, but the speech doesn't take that away.
You can still put that. Dude, it does.
From me going to bed, I've been up since 7:30. I got a 6-year-old. I got to wake up at 7:30. Speed it the fuck up, Gladys. I don't want to hear that. And I want to thank fucking Montgomery.
Why do you watch it?
Huh?
Why do you stay up and watch it?
I fast forwarded through most of, pretty much all the speeches.
Okay.
I fast forwarded through, except Brad Pitt's.
Brad Pitt won Best Supporting?
Best Supporting, but he had to get political.
What did he say?
He said, these fucking makeup ladies.
How funny would that be? That would be funny.
If someone was like, Jesus Christ, the network,
the necklace you wear.
Well, you know, Will Ferrell did make fun of the editing people. That was pretty funny.
He was like,
we hate these people. He said, I was in Forrest Gump. and it was just pretty funny. Will Ferrell was pretty funny.
What did Brad Pitt say politically?
He said, someone actually wrote it for him. And what did he say? I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I'm stalling because I'm not smart. Okay. And I'm trying. I started out with four score. Yeah. When I start fucking getting political, I really got to slow it down.
I saw you start getting red and nervous.
You started looking up. You want to go back to the feet?
He said, I have 45 seconds to give this speech, which is 45 seconds longer than blah, blah, blah had in the impeachment trials. Saying that, you know, kind of trashing that they didn't have enough time to get this piece of shit.
But his Golden Globe speech was like quippy too, that you knew he didn't write that. Like they were written jokes.
Yeah, but so what? They're actors. They should have comics write their jokes so that they're fucking entertaining.
Right.
This is still supposed to be we're not supposed to watch a real award show. It's supposed to still be fucking entertaining.
Right.
And when you win, if you have the potential, You should say, I have common sense. I am a good person. I have values. I know people want to go to sleep. I'm going to thank my family right there, then my fucking people that got me here, and then the crew of the fucking shit that got me here, and I'm out. And probably the writer or director. And you're done. Your family, your cast, your crew.
The studio.
Your agents, studio, I'm out. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. And then go right into the camera and thank you for watching this movie.
And thank the people that
you guys are the fucking best. Yeah. Fuck the foreign film Legion of Skanks or whatever the fuck they are.
That's them, the Legion of Skanks.
Anyway.
Gary Shale.
Am I wrong? 45 seconds, that's enough.
No, I mean.
I know what you think it's forever, but take your trophy because you'll go down in history. You remember fucking him.
You know who had a...
Thank you. What did he say again?
That Italian guy who said he wanted to have sex with everybody for It's a Beautiful Life?
Oh, yeah. Like the Italian.
He goes, I'm happy.
I want to have sex with everybody.
I would make love to everybody. And then he left. I was like, all right.
Roberto Benigni.
Yes.
Yeah. Roberto Benigni on Leno. Could do that. Watch this fucking lunatic.
He wants to have sex with everybody. And
yeah, right there. Click that. Watch this fucking lunatic come out.
What?
Look what he does to poor Don Rickles. Almost breaks the poor old guy's back with his fucking
no
fucking hijinks.
Okay, let's get right to it.
Yeah, make it big.
A huge movie star these days.
Watch this.
Be a top comedian.
It's all right,
he'll,
Mike.
Be the headlining act at the MGM Grand.
He was a comic.
No, he's an Italian personality.
He was
91 years old. Please welcome.
No, that's Don Rickles.
Rickles,
that's Don
ladies Rickles. And gentlemen.
Yeah, he's got Mike's going to get to the point, pause it, and get to the Bellini guy, and then replay it because I set Mike up to fail on that. I'm sorry, Mike. Here he comes. Go back.
Right there.
There he is.
Watch this fucking lunatic.
Roberto Benigni.
This guy enjoys life, though.
Or he's high as a Georgia pine.
Yeah, that's a little excessive.
This is all set up. You do that today, he's getting a fucking...
Oh, that's
sued tomorrow. He's sued. Look, he's hurting people.
Who is this?
He was an Italian actor who won an Academy Award for a movie called, what, It's a Beautiful Life?
Beautiful.
Look at him. He's hurting people.
And then made a creepy Pinocchio movie.
Like, Mike fell off.
Took a shoe.
Oh, Mike.
He took someone's high heel.
Whose hand? Whose prosthetic
look,
hand?
Look at. He's going to hurt somebody with this horse shit. That's his thing.
Shit.
No, that's his thing. That's his thing that makes him funny in Italy. His physicality, like Jerry Lewis. Look.
Okay.
Watch, he jumps on him.
Oh,
he's fucking 90.
He can't. He's 91 years old.
Yeah, but he still knows how to be funny as a motherfucker.
Yeah, meanwhile, he just blew out three discs.
It doesn't end, though. He keeps going.
Sit down, my friend.
Call up Cetus. It's gone.
Hey, yes. There you go.
Rickles.
Where? Sit here.
Here. Sit down. Grab it.
It's good to see you again.
What did he say?
Thank you for coming. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I'm in love. Yeah. Do you need a personal trainer?
Why are you hollering?
I love it. Yeah, me too.
Too bad you lost the war, I hope.
I shut up. How funny. Listen, man.
He just said
that's it. Italy funny, and that's America funny.
Yeah.
Hey, why are you yelling?
You need a personal trainer?
I love Italy. Too bad you lost the war, but whatever. How fucking great is Don Rickles?
Yeah.
God damn it. I sucked that I didn't meet him.
Oh, I did.
Oh, thanks.
I did.
Let's talk about it.
That's it.
Any other dreams? I
gave you a big hug.
You ever get a Harley, too? Because I wanted one of those.
Where? I got a Harley.
No, do you have a fucking old car?
I got a Riotcast studio in my house with a new table.
He's got
I got good, nice feet.
Yeah, I was,
you have an old car, too, don't you?
Yeah, say a 70 deuce and a quarter.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How fucking great is that?
Yeah. Well, you went to West, didn't you?
What'd you just say to me?
I said you went to Westchester. You were going to tell me you wanted to buy a car. You want to buy an old car?
I don't want. I gotta get a new house first. We're moving.
You're moving?
Where you moving?
We're going up.
No.
Yeah.
Where up? Where?
Up. You know, up. Katona.
Okay.
Bedford, South Salem. But nice. I don't know if I'm gonna go over to Salem. But
when?
I don't know. I don't think we fit in with those people.
No. You know where you should.
I fit in with you and fucking Giannis, but the other people I think are a little too fucking cunty for me.
Where are you?
I'm up by that area, Northern Westchester.
You know where?
Jersey's the fucking him and his wife. Literally the fucking saints of the motherfucker. That, now Giannis moves up there. Maybe I should move up there. We take over. Yep. We just take over. Right? We're trying to, we don't want to move to where we want to move a little blue collar.
All right.
We want a little fucking regular Joe.
You know what I mean?
Know where you go?
Where?
Hartford.
Hartford.
Hartford. Am I saying it wrong? Yeah. No, but Katona's nice.
Katona's a little more, but yeah, Bedford's not blue collar.
Not Bedford, but Katona schools.
Yeah.
So it's a little more.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little more blue collar. Could you do me a favor? Can you print that a little? I'm 50. What the fuck, Gabby? Jesus Christ.
There's half white on that page. You have a lot more room, Gabby.
Fucking with me? I mean, look at all the fucking.
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me.
You're fucking 18. What the fuck? From now on, big. Jesus Christ, my head's going to explode with this fucking shit. Brooklinen is the best. You know what Brooklinen is?
Tell me.
Let me tell you something. I have a bed.
Good.
And my bed is called Drusilla. Mm-hmm. We named our bed.
What? What?
Drusilla the bed.
Drusilla?
Yeah, that's her name. Drusilla. That's the name of the bed. When we bought it, this is a Drusilla.
Oh, that's the type of bed.
That's the bed's name.
The bed's name.
The name
type
is
of bed
Drusilla.
Is queen.
Yeah, every
queen is the type. Drusilla is the name.
No, yeah, I have a king.
Queen
Drusilla.
King Drusilla.
Yeah.
God, all right.
I have a king Drusilla.
I love how you guys are making me like I'm the fucked up one here.
Well, I mean, your bed has a name. You didn't name your bed.
You didn't name your bed?
No.
What the fuck? Why would you name your bed?
What the hell is wrong with
you? You have a king or a queen?
I got a queen
or
a queen.
What the fuck is it? Who are you? You have a fucking, how many bedrooms do you have in your house?
A queen.
How many, what? I got a king.
All right.
Because we're men. What do you have? You have a fucking queen?
Yeah, I have a queen.
You have a queen?
Yeah, yes.
What's your queen's name? What's your queen's name?
I don't know.
You don't have a fucking, first of all.
I should have said my wife. My wife's name would have been a good one.
You see?
You don't.
You're animale.
I know.
Adam, he has a queen bed.
Mm. Wait a minute.
He has a house. He has children.
I'm right here.
Don't do that. I don't, when somebody talks about you in front of you and doesn't look at you, that I can't handle.
All right, listen. I can't handle my fucking friend having a queen
What's
bed.
What's wrong with a queen size bed?
Because it's for women. It's for college students.
Actually, it's for nameless women.
It's for fucking...
It is for nameless women.
Yes, it's for young couples that just got their first pad together.
Waifs.
I would like a king, actually.
If listen to me.
Hook it up.
Well, this is not for... This isn't the mattress.
What?
Of course. I have a... Listen, I have a king bed named Drusilla with a 5-inch terry cloth pillow top.
You know why? Because he cares.
What size bed do you got, Mike?
I have a full...
Oh, dude, he lives in a bucket in Brooklyn. What are you talking about?
All right.
If I want to get into my room, I can't have a king.
All right. Everybody else in here? Everybody?
He's got it for a reason. He lives in a bonsai apartment. He has no room.
Yeah.
Bonsai. You got a
queen? I have bunk beds with two other guys.
Gabby, what do you have?
I have a full.
Bubba, they're fucking children. You're an adult in Westchester.
Okay. In a nameless bed.
Two cars. Two kids.
Lexus, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you name your children? Did you name your children?
Thank you.
Drusilla.
Huh? Thank you.
Do the children have names?
Yeah, they got
names. You lazy fuck.
Who the fuck has a queen bed? Wow.
Oh, man.
All right. What the fuck?
All right, you know what? What's with the headphones? Not fucking working here.
Why? Don't take it out of my headphones. You got a queen bed.
It's true.
You're mad.
But it's not, I can't hear
it. Can you help him, Mike?
No, it's not. Don't
yell at us and then when we're going to help, don't tell us no.
I projected.
You project.
You know what? Yeah, I gotta.
What's your mother's name?
My mother?
Yeah,
what's Christine. Her
name? No. Do not name your bed Christine. Still
no,
creepy.
No.
No.
I would
get a king.
Yeah.
And name it.
Yeah. Arthur.
I'll give you this.
What?
I'll get a king.
Please.
I'm not naming a bed.
Get a king.
I'm an adult.
Let's get a king and then we talk.
Did you name?
Why wouldn't you name the bed?
Did you name your car?
No, I'm not an asshole.
I could actually see naming a car.
I name my car.
What's your car's
name? Milo.
That's cute.
Listen, can I do this ad real quick? Yeah, because when you get your king bed, like us men, because men have a king bed, you're a man, Verzi.
Yeah.
You'll get a king bed someday soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, we can, maybe if there's a mattress company out there, they can hook him
you
up.
You named your bed Drusilla.
Listen.
You just said, I'm a man.
I didn't name it. That's the name it came with.
Came with.
That's the name it comes with. It's called Drusilla.
Yeah, he got the
Look
bed.
Look it right there.
He got a rescue bed from the shelter.
Listen, making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care.
It's housebroken.
Is ultimate form of self-care. And what a better time than the new year to take care of yourself. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You should be insanely comfortable. And sheets, I got these sheets. They gave me a pair. I'm going to be fucking right out honest with you.
Okay.
They sent me a pair of sheets for Drusilla. King?
Mm-hmm.
King pillowcases.
King Drusilla. What's the thread count for King Drusilla?
Listen, here's the deal. Fuck the thread count. Fuck it all. These sheets right here, company founded by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich Fullup, who wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg. The mission to make everybody comfortable, from you to me to rich people to poor people, you don't have to have a ton of cash. They cut out the middleman because by the time they get to Macy's, 300% markup, okay? 300% markup. They wanted all luxury products without the luxury markups. That's why these people are the best. All right, they have, I think, 35,000 five-star reviews on these sheets? I bought two more pairs. Don went and bought them himself. That's when you know something's good. Because we get shit sent to us. You got your podcast.
Yep.
You get stiff stuff. And you use it, you promote it, thanks for the money, and then you move on. But when this shit... Something's really good like these sheets. I went and bought two more pairs myself out of my pocket because that's how great they are.
What makes the sheets great?
I don't know. It's just like...
They're soft?
They're soft, but they're cold and warm.
Oh, they're cold.
So you need cold.
Cold and warm.
You need cold.
It's comfortable, though. It's not like... They don't get hot, but they don't get cold. It's not like... It's like perfect. I don't know. Dude, let me tell you something. I come home... After being on the road and I jump into that bed, it's like, dude, I'm fucking love.
Yeah.
It makes me love my house.
Yeah.
My king bed.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay. Listen, did you mark? I don't know what you marked and didn't mark.
I highlighted what you should say.
What I should say.
Yes.
All right. And the things I shouldn't say, I read because you didn't tell me what the fucking highlighted means.
Read it.
Yeah. Well, it does in the acting world.
But in the regular world, it means I'm crossing this out.
No. No, it means read it.
All right.
Real quick, this are people year, hearing this?
Yeah, this, yeah, this is the way.
It's kind of behind the scenes, like, look.
Okay.
Late show downstairs. This new year, it's
somebody
time.
Somebody saw Voss's foot. That's an ambulance.
Actually, I want to stand corrected. I said 35,000. They have 50,000 five-star reviews.
50,000?
50,000.
That's a lot. That's a good sample size.
Yeah, dude.
50,000 is impressive. You know what's more impressive? They got more money out of you. That's more impressive.
They
That's
did get more.
Liked it.
Brooklyn was the first DTC betting company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with the customers.
Does
no middleman.
DTC stands for direct to customer?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just a great product and service. They've moved beyond the bed, and now they have essentials for your bathroom, like towels, shower curtains, bath mats. They have everything. Ultra soft, long loungewear, and that's like
pajamas. Yeah.
Which I don't wear, but I actually saw a couple of them.
No?
Socks.
I think I might get some. Look at that nice little t-shirt and some little panties.
What are you sleeping?
I sleep in usually my underwear and a t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have socks on in case something happens in the middle of the night.
I have socks on because I can't find my toenail cutter, and I got a wife.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I gotta cut my toenails, and I'm like, I gotta put these socks on.
Wait a minute, you go to bed in a t-shirt?
I
wear a t-shirt
sometimes. I take it off sometimes if it's hot.
Once Bobby loses weight,
what are you painting a picture in your head?
No, when you roll
what
around,
what kind of t-shirt?
I mean, you think I want
not
my
with
wife?
These sheets? These are DTC sheets, direct to fucking customer.
You think I want my
what
wife?
What do you think? We're not playing with kids here, Queenie. It's men, king size bed, all kinds of shit.
Thank you.
He reached into his pocket. I need two more.
He also said,
"No, take the money."
He also said a dick he saw was art. So let's not start talking about men here.
Justin Silva's cock. If you saw it, you'd be like, "Holy shit!" It's like a painting. It's like an art.
What does that even mean?
The way he took it, Gabby, explain it.
We'll talk about it kind of after.
What is it?
Right after. Listen,
what is it? It comes in a frame.
I gotta do this. Hey. Okay. I got to do this read. You're bringing up penises.
Well, what are you reading, a novel? I mean,
how all right. Well, she underlined I went dyslexic on it because she didn't tell me read this highlighted stuff.
It's kind of common knowledge to read the highlighted stuff, right?
No, yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
Well, you should tell me anyways because
you're an actor.
I'm gonna fucking act right now. You're doing a great job, Gab. Thanks so much.
Cut. We're going again. I didn't believe
you're doing a good job, Gab. I really appreciate it. Like softest comfort essentials to help you relax. Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to hit refresh on the new year. Go on, make yourself comfortable. Brooklinen is so confident in their products and sheets and comforters and longwear and towels. The lifetime warranty. You get a lifetime warranty. If you don't like it, give it back. And this is it. 10% off your first order. Free shipping and all the new sheets. When you use promo code what dude, use promo code what dude right now. Go, great gift for a birthday. Anybody who has a birthday, wedding, anniversary, get them sheets. They'll be like, what the fuck? And then when they put them on, they'll be like, this is the best gift ever. It's one of those gifts that you just have around to give somebody. Go right now, 10% off, free shipping. Use promo code what dude only at Brooklinen. And everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks. Anyways.
You missed this.
What is that?
No. More highlighted.
Oh, God. All right, we got to wrap this up.
So Justin Silver's dick.
The way he took the picture,
Jesus,
you could
Gabby.
See his abs as well. So it was kind of like a well-rounded.
It was like
So you like the composition?
Sure.
It was like an Italian sculpture.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was a fresco.
You guys.
It was a photo shoot. It was he's like, dude, I got a picture. I got it. Let me see this. And he showed it, and we were both like, holy God. It was like a photo shoot. Like, with reservations did this, you know what I mean? Like one of the...
Mindy took it.
Yeah, like Lieberman fucking took this shot. You know what I mean? It's like one of those. And he had a nice piece.
He had a great piece.
Yeah. If I was in that same position, it'd be a different sculpture. You know what I mean? It'd still be art, but it would just be a weird
like a Renaissance woman.
What? Did you call me? Just call me a fat lady?
More Bacchus.
Anyways, yeah, last night was fucking whatever. Are we done with the Oscars? We're done, right?
That's it. We know who won. It's over.
Yeah, funniest tweet, Bailey J said, I believe that the conductor in the orchestra is unnecessary. Oh, she had a funny suspicion that it might be unnecessary. Just that fucking idiot going like this.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I think I'm done with all that. I don't know. Are we old? Is that?
I haven't watched a minute of the last couple. I just won't.
No, it's not an event anymore. We covered it. It's not. Yeah. It doesn't mean nothing. It's not like the Super Bowl where there's. I'm going to watch that every year.
Yeah.
You know, I'm invested in it.
If I got in a movie that happened to be even a small part, I would watch to see if my friends and the people.
Okay,
you know,
that's one. That's, one more for next year.
Yeah.
If you get a job.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't understand.
It'd be funny if we all wind up booking a film this year and it winds up being in the Oscars. And we're like, we love that.
Now we're like, you know, it's not a year without the Oscars.
We go up, give a political speech.
You can have my sheets, exactly. But not my Oscars.
I'm up there going like this. We shouldn't eat as many pigs as we eat. Mm-hmm.
Climate change is real.
Meat is murder. I only have 45 seconds to save the animal.
Enough with the feet.
I changed my gardener from Mexican to white. That's what you should do.
You can't say anything opposite of what the main thing is. Remember, what's his name got fucked?
Who?
Gary Oldman.
What'd he say?
Gary Oldman went up and he just goes, America's been great to me. This country's given me the opportunity to do all that shit. And he got like fucking ostracized. He didn't say anything about a president. He didn't say anything about. He just said this country's been amazing to me. And like you said, like scowls.
How about last night with Renee Zellweger? Couldn't even say police. She had to say first responders. She said, "I want to thank our firefighters and our first responders," because if you said police, they would be like, "Fuck you." Like being a police officer now is a bad thing. In the news or our industry.
Was she directed to do that or was that on her?
Why wouldn't you say firefighters, police? You don't, they're not first responders.
No, but a first responders can also be like
that. You say the cops. The cops are the, you know, first responders, I think of, I yes.
Maybe she got a ticket that day.
I don't know, but it's just weird. It's just weird. And they also changed this, very subtle.
Mm.
It used to say men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember, it was always men and women.
You mean ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, right? But men and women, they switched it. Now they say women and men. It's always women first with everything now. It's never men first.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you want.
I look at it this way.
Suddenly, just the changes are happening where, you know, look, all the shit that they did for all those years is being wiped away and they're just doing it. You know, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Men, women, women, men. Go fuck yourself. It doesn't matter to me. I got a 6-year-old. I'm fucking, I just want to nap at some point during the day. I want to take a shit that doesn't fucking cut up like a deli machine. And I'd like to take a nap. But.
So socially, if you have a good stool, everything's all right with the world.
I think that's with everybody. If your gut is good.
If you think about it, yeah.
If your gut is good, you're a happy person.
My wife has me on the probiotic diet.
Ooh.
Raw sauerkraut. Okay, you like sauerkraut? Eat a cup of raw sauerkraut.
A cup
in the morning. What after the about fuck? A week, you shit clean.
A cup?
What?
Cup of sauerkraut.
What are you talking about?
Fermented foods in your system.
What do you mean you shit clean?
Clean. You ain't got to wipe nothing.
What do you mean clean?
Clean. That was good.
Let's just face it out?
Yeah, shoot it right out.
Oh, it's like a no wiper.
That's it.
Like rope.
Clean break.
Like a rope.
Clean break.
Snip it.
That's it.
No,
sauerkraut.
Yeah.
When do you eat it? In the afternoon or
in the morning?
You have to wake up and eat sauerkraut?
I get up, morning, shove your sauerkraut
in
your face.
Fucking German? I can't do that.
Why?
Who the fuck could do that?
I have a hard time believing you can never not eat, okay? I think you can eat.
That hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
I've been on a diet for 8 weeks tomorrow.
You look
eight
good.
8 weeks. No, don't back out of this.
I'm not backing out
now
of it.
You're
I'm
in it, you fucking cocksucker.
Oh, okay, I'm in it. Eat fucking sauerkraut.
I'm kidding.
Eat the sauerkraut.
You wake up in the morning and you have a cup of sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Raw sauerkraut. That.
That's
raw
crazy.
Sauerkraut. Yeah.
A cup? Why a whole cup? A cup
I don't know.
A lot.
That's what it said in the book. What
drained. You drained, right?
Yeah, drained it.
Drain, okay.
You can even drink the sauerkraut juice if you want. Cleans everything out.
What the fuck is going on? You know I'm drinking. Now I got to drink it?
Yeah. Drink and eat. You've done this before.
Why are you going to make it about that
I'm
again?
Not making it about that.
What
I'm saying you're used
fuck
to
me?
It.
He's kind of making it, right, Verse?
I'm not making it. I'm trying Verse-y. To help you, what? And you're yelling at me.
Don't bring me into this shit. I'm going to try it.
No, you're not.
Fermented foods are really good. It gets a good bugs.
What about the Korean?
Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Yes, have that.
Could I do that instead?
Yes, you can.
Because I don't think I could do a cup of sauerkraut.
Do you take
can
pills?
You eat a cup of kimchi? What? Yeah.
Do you take diet pills?
Why, what are you going?
No, like diet pills.
No.
You don't?
No.
So, dude, you look, I mean, it's annoying.
Oh, no. Yeah. You should see the fat, naked man that lives in my mirror. Holy shit. I was walking to the gym yesterday. I'm staying at my buddy's house. I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, you look good.
Yeah.
You've kept, bad. I mean, dude, you're one of those guys.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't stay off. You have one little fucking thing, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, but, dude, you're fucking movie star thin.
Yeah.
All right, so look at me. I have to lose.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You did it twice because you when I first met you, ripped,
yeah.
Shredded, ripped. Then you got big. Then you got thin again.
Yeah, this is my sixth fat.
Really?
Yeah.
So that means you can do it again.
Oh, I can do it again, but I'll never.
Yeah, but it gets harder the older you get.
Hey.
It does.
Yeah, but it wasn't that long ago that you.
You're right. It does get harder. Okay. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing.
You've been on this fat for a minute, though.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No.
Whoa, what the fuck?
What
the fuck you coming at it like that
No,
for?
I'm saying because you said, oh, I could go back and this
I've
and
been
that.
On this fat for a minute. Yes, I've been on it since I had the kid. It started when I had
it's
the kid.
It's hard to get your figure back.
But you, I could never be you.
Right.
I could never be this.
Yes,
were this. You were better than this.
I was never that. I mean,
yes,
I was,
you were.
I think you could do it.
Thanks, Mike.
There's no way you can't.
Bring up Bobby.
No, no, I don't want to see it.
All right, don't bring up Bobby.
I don't want to see it.
Bring up the sheets.
No, because it makes me feel bad.
Bring up the foot.
Listen, I can't tell you how fucking happy I was when Gabby wrote in both of your fucking names in the text message. I knew it was going to be just a fun show. I mean, Voss kind of ruined it, but listen. You know, he just is just a fucking mush. But I can't tell you. I'm going to fucking... Me and you are going to go smoke.
By the way, thank you so much for what you did, because what you did was really fucking nice. I was at Comedy on State, and people were going, Bobby Kelly's Instagram, out of nowhere, you just plugged my dates when you didn't have to do that.
That's sweet.
While I was there. So that was really, really nice. And I did tell people in my neighborhood to come out and see you guys at Ridgefield, but that was very nice.
Here's what bothers me about Instagram.
What? Oh, I thought you meant something about me. I was like, okay.
Here's what bothers me about
it's your nameless what? Bed.
No, it's the my queen wife. Bed. He has a queen bed, fucking infuriates me. Lexus, not a fucking queen bed. I mean, what the fuck?
Two.
What kind of Lexus?
Two.
I got my wife's got the 200, the truck, nice. And I have the ES350.
Oh, two Lexus.
I love it.
Nice car.
Listen to me. Yeah, I love it.
Two Lexus. Here's what bothers me.
That's the Lexi.
Here's what bothers
they
me.
They float. They fucking float.
Oh, yeah. All right. You know. I got a 1990
All right.
LS4.
Listen, I'm about to give a speech.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
You know my speeches.
Hold on. Hit the band.
You know I fucking
yeah.
When I give a speech, now you know what I mean?
No, yeah, okay.
And for best makeup.
For end of the podcast speech, the winner is Robert Kelly, YKW.
What I'm saying is that what the fuck was I saying?
I complimented you.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm back.
Okay.
Where are you going?
How great would that be if that was an Oscar speech where somebody goes, you know, after everything, wait, what was I saying?
Something written down.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
When you're sitting there and you're putting up on your thing, sold out show Saturday night, and you're sold out, don't promote your sellout that's already done. Go find a friend. Right. And promote their show, you fucking self-centered cocksucking. Look what I did, fucking. Mm. Now, I'm not saying every time, sometimes, but you to put up just sold out and not, it's like you're done. Your job's done. The club's happy. You're done. The theater's done. You sold out. Now you're just mushing it in people's faces who maybe needed your plug to help them sell 20 more tickets so they get a fucking sellout.
You're right.
I want you to sell out, you to sell out, me to sell out. We all sell out. We all make money. We're all fucking happy.
See that? He's Oprah.
And we all get a king fucking bed.
Yeah.
And a Lexus, too.
Yeah.
And a fucking old double quad CC. Yeah.
What are you driving?
Sickle stroke.
Sickle stroke?
Whatever you have.
It's a blood disease. That's what I got.
You're a car nut, huh?
I like it. Yeah, I don't have the budget or the room, but I like it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to? Lexus.
My go-to car?
Like
I have a 19. I have the year the first year the Lexus came out.
I know. I got to go. I know.
What are you talking about?
You keep looking at the phone and you
got to. I didn't look at the phone. I got a buzz.
Okay.
You got a buzz.
We're fine. No, we're good. I just, you wanted to fucking run some shit tonight, right?
Yeah, we need to talk.
All right, we need to talk. Yeah, yeah. To say it like that.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, you fucking scare me.
If you walk in, it's plastic on the floor.
I have a Ford Ranger.
All right, let's change
that. I got a new Ford Ranger. No, I love it.
Yeah.
The new one that just came out.
Okay.
2019. They didn't make it since 2011.
You drive a truck.
They finally came out with it. I fucking love it. They drive, trucks drive like caddies now. fucking gorgeous. It has everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, automatic high beams, automatic windshield wipers.
Got it. Your ride height?
You know what else drives like caddies?
All that horse shit.
You know what else drives like caddies? Caddies.
Caddies are horse shit. Who has a fucking
cute get a CTSV.
Ah, fuck it.
Supercharged
caddy.
675 horsepower. Are you kidding me?
Get a double boost.
I will never not have a Lexus. I'm not even kidding. I will never not have a Lexus after having this.
You happy?
It's one of the greatest things that's ever happened in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you got to raise your goals.
I wanted my wife to get a Lexus and she wouldn't do it.
What's
she got? The Honda. And then she bought it. She's like, I'm just going to buy this car. She's a I don't need it, you don't need it, we don't need it person.
Yeah, but I got a Lexus for a price of that. I got a Lexus with I got a Lexus with 23,000 miles on
you
it.
You bought it.
And I bought it and it's I put 100,000 miles on it in 3 years and it is glass. I mean, this thing is purring like a fucking kitten.
Mm.
It's the best. It's the best.
You lease it and then buy it, or just buy it right
now? No, I bought it right out because I live. I live up in Westchester. I got to drive.
I'm leasing, Mike.
My wife is leasing hers. And she
is it through your company?
Yeah.
All right, you're right.
Yeah, I'm leasing, Mike.
I bought
you got
one.
A company?
What?
You have your own company?
Like my own like LLC
corporation?
Type
yeah.
of thing? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
What's it called?
Paul Verzi, LLC.
You didn't give it a name?
Gotta give it a name.
I mean, what?
You didn't give it a fucking name?
What's
your bed, your company?
What the fuck,
the
dude?
Hell is wrong with you, Paul?
What the fuck? All right, you know what? We gotta end
if
this.
If that is your name.
Is that your name? All right, listen, Adam, what do you got, right. Bubba?
My podcast, the Adam Ferrara Podcast, 30 Minutes You Never Get Back. My friend Bobby Kelly's gonna do an interview with me. I got Jay Leno, Kevin James, E. Falco's coming up.
You're really going downhill with me, huh?
No.
You're gonna put me on like a holiday weekend?
Looking forward to having you on it. So yeah,
I'm very excited. I'm
plugging that, and then that's it. I got my new album comes out next month. So
and your show, what's the show?
Well, Why Women Kill on CBS All Access.
Yeah,
it's with Lucy Liu, Jennifer Goodwin, myself, Alicia Coppola plays my wife, and it's on CBS streaming, which means that's an hour to explain to my mother. Oh, Bobby, what channel? Stream your ass. I mean, that was. It's easier for me to hire the cast and act it out in her living room.
I mean, is there anybody who's fucking stood the test of time than this fucking guy?
No.
Eh.
I mean, hasn't lost a beat.
Great dude and funny.
Great fucking
and
guy.
And you're so good that people remember it, man.
This,
and that,
this guy
that's
is
the
saved,
important thing in this fucking
I'm going to buy you a bed.
This guy has saved
aww.
Me.
What?
Saved me from fuck, because you know I got a fucking temper. I'm going to tell you to go
no.
fuck yourself.
No, you? I'm joking. Mm. Go ahead.
I know, maybe, man.
Save him, save him.
But he fucking is... literally walked me off the edge a couple times. It's like, Ed, dude, don't do that. This is why that. This might have happened. Trust me.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. And I just take me right out of the thing, get the thing over with, and move on, get your money a couple of times. I mean, fucking top 5-star motherfucker.
Love you, pal.
And another 5-star. Of course, you're my friend. I mean, I don't know as much about you as I know him because I've known him for longer. So,
yeah.
I mean, in the end, it might not. But right now.
By the way, you're a good guy. I did find out a couple of things that disturbed me about you tonight.
Yeah.
The nameless bed.
Yep. Queen bed.
Queen bed.
Don't like
queen
bed.
Right? Do that. And the feet thing.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
You can't be held responsible for that.
Yeah, but it can be for the bed size.
Yes. Let's pick up the game.
Let's get the bed.
All right.
Paul Verzi, one of the fucking funniest guys going right now.
Oh,
I mean, no
thank
shit.
You, buddy.
And he's got a special.
Yeah, special called I'll Say This, streaming on Comedy Central right now. And the Verzi Effect podcast, of course. And please come out to Levity Live, man. Tickets are moving, and I really want it to be bigger
you.
And better than it was last time. So Levity Live, March 5th through the 8th. And then I will be at Magoobies at the end of March, I think the 26th, 27th, and 28th, Magoobies Joke House in Baltimore. So check those out. For more dates, go to paulverzi.com. Check out my Instagram and my Twitter.
Ooh.
And Bobby, thank you for having me. And
have you done CB Live in Phoenix? Because I am there 27 through 29 of February. Duda Club.
I did Tempe.
Duda.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did Tempe last year, but I'm doing this one this year.
Okay. Oh, I heard something about it. I heard, yeah. Okay.
It's a great club. Both of them are Tempe and that one's
mm-hmm.
great. Well, that was just a comedy on state. I don't know what's beating that.
Dude, nothing beats it.
I mean,
comedy, no check spot. No
that's
check spot.
Good.
No and, check spot. If you heckle, you're thrown out. They have a fucking putting green, a pool table, a massage chair, a fucking big screen TV.
Were you working at Brookstone?
Listen to me.
The green room might as well have been.
Every staff member there is the fucking nicest person. And the people that own it, the two daughters and the father and the mother, are the fucking greatest people alive.
They are.
Hotel is fucking top notch. Cigar bar down the street. The town is awesome.
That's all
I'm telling you. But the no check spot, if every club could just get their shit together and stop this fucking harassment.
You told me that great trick. He told me that great trick. And because I said, you know, when somebody's talking or somebody's doing something, you kind of walk on the stage and you kind of look at them. But I remember you saying that during the check spot, you'll go and you'll play that. Play that. I remember you told me two. A lot of times headliners tell you things or people that you've, you know, that you have been doing it for a long time that you just kind of like, yeah, oh, great.
Yeah.
You know, but then there are certain people that say things that are like, yeah, like this fucking dude gets it.
Yeah. Tell me one of mine.
You've told me a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me one guy, right?
No, you know.
Tell the people. Nah, I know, but you tell me.
No, I don't want to embarrass you.
I ain't embarrassed, man. I'd love for you to just say it.
You know what? You got to do this interview. You got to do this interview. So.
You don't fucking have one?
No, of course I do.
Well, what is it?
You said one time.
What the fuck?
Fuck
that.
You said.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Shot two episodes live from the shed.
Why did
you
say
be yourself? Everybody says be yourself.
Follow your dreams.
Your fucking mom told you those two.
Love your children.
I said that. That's a fucking gimme.
Listen, love
your God first in your life. Listen.
If your wife's not happy.
And patreon.com/Robert Kelly. I love you guys.
Cross it to green, not in between.
If you're a member, if you love this podcast, if you watch this podcast on YouTube, become a member if you can. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Join up. It's like, I think it's $5, the bottom level, and you're in. You get the podcast first. You get one-on-ones. You get Live from the Shed, Jim Norton, Anthony. I think we're shooting Ari next week.
Cool.
I'm getting one of the big guys.
Go.
I'm getting one of the big guys. Live from the Shed is off the hook this year. So when this new season starts, I'm getting one of the big guys.
Good for you.
So you want to join. Become a member now. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Go join. If you're a fan of the show, join that show. What else?
We listened to what you guys were saying. We're making it a lot easier for you to find those episodes all in one place on the Patreon.
Yeah, we're working out the Patreon, figuring it out. All those episodes live from the shed be very easy for you to find. And of course, this show is up there before anybody gets it.
Yes.
What else do we got, Michael?
Oh, well, you're going to be at Creeps with Kids Gramercy Theater on the 4th.
Get your tickets, man.
It's almost sold out.
It's going to be sold out.
Yeah. Special guests there probably as well.
Yep.
Maybe more if Jim's sick again. So
yeah. No, Jim's going to be there.
No, maybe more if he's sick again. I mean, no, Colin was there this week is what I'm saying.
We're actually going to have a guest there in Atlanta and in the fucking blah, blah, blah.
Awesome. And then you have Tampa also coming up.
Tampa coming up. And do I?
With Creeps with Kids.
Oh, yeah, Tampa. That's a big one. Oh, yeah. Creepswithkids.com. Buy your tickets. Gab, what do you got besides
if you're
big
watching
feet?
Live, you're going to be in... Columbus, Cincinnati, for Valentine's, with the Taft's Brewporium, the Walrus, and the Winchester.
The Winchester this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Ohio. Get your tickets. Pack this place out. It's the perfect Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day with me. Spend it with me.
That's
Bob
right.
Kelly.
Aww.
Yeah. All the podcasts. Spend by BW Dude on Instagram. Follow Bobby at Robert Kelly Live and follow Gabby at
Gabby is Brian, and I have a podcast called Unabashed Podcast. I have a bunch of monthly shows, one at The Stand called Our Time of the Week, first Tuesday of every month, one in Brooklyn called Jiggy With It Comedy Show, first Wednesday of every month, and then I have a new show coming soon.
Do you? Yeah. I can't stand you. What do you got?
Follow me on Instagram at Mike V. Suarez. You can also hear me on History of Hyenas, that podcast. I'll be at Gotham with Giannis and Sergio at the end of the month, and at Uncle Vinny's with Giannis.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks. What do you got, Chrissy?
I'll be at Skankfest, too.
Oh, no.
Hang on a
second. At Not That Cheney.
Yeah. I was just...
What are you?
C-H-E-N-E-Y.
Hang on 1 second. You're live on the podcast.
Oh, hi.
Don.
Hey.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
What, is it important? You all right? You never call me this late.
I had a flight question.
You had a what?
A flight question.
All right. Okay. Everything's okay.
Everything's good.
The kid's okay?
Yeah, he's sleeping.
What's the name of our bed, Don?
The bed.
What's our name? What's the name of the bed? What do we call our bed?
Drusilla.
Boom. What's the size of our bed?
King.
Bang. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Paul has a queen bed. I gotta go.
Oh, fuck.
Bye. Bye. I'll see you guys. What do you got? Spit it out. Come on.
At not that Cheney, Cheney, and buy Bobby's merch. Remember to
we got brand new merch. I'm gonna show you right now. Listen, he just did all these. You got the YKWD Kelly face. We have. Listen, pajamas, sweatpants, shirt, dude. YKWD right here. Look at that. We have the new rock and roll YKWD shirts. You got the Beatles. You got AC/DC. You got Bon Jovi.
That's,
right?
Oh my God!
How fucking great is that? We got Van Halen, and who the fuck is that? Kiss. We got Kiss. A bunch of them up there. Those are going on the site, and we also have Wu-Tang, motherfucker. YKWD Wu-Tang. We got the street sign. Oh, the new cigar one. Fuck you, dude. That's insane. On the back, fucking, I love it. And you got the mug. We are the dudes. Get the mug. Get the fucking mug. Get a shirt. Join the Patreon. Become a member. Become a dude. We are the dudes. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
See you guys next week.
Dude.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.